For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Now, before we get back to ripping the drug war a new one, I wanted to wrap up a few details about the medical marijuana patients we talked to on last week's Cultural Baggage Show. I cut out this segment from Dr. Melanie Dreyer, the dean of the School of Nursing at the University of Ohio. She's been doing a long-term study in Jamaica.
Did you see any problem with those ganja-using mothers and the nursing of their babies?
No, not at all. You know, as I say, marijuana is not defined as a drug in Jamaica. So right away, we're looking at women who were consuming a substance believed to be helpful to themselves and to their babies, to increase the appetites, give them better, more sleep, and so forth. So, no, I did not see any of that. But again, you know, this often the samples used in the United States are contaminated with other drug use. So it's very, very difficult to tease out the effects of marijuana in relation to crack cocaine, methamphetamine, and all the other kinds of substances that young people are taking. I personally think we might be on a bit of a slippery slope here. You know, should we start arresting mothers who lie on the couch and eat potato chips and drink Coca-Cola all day long, you know, while they're pregnant? I think there are some philosophical issues regarding all of this as well, and I think we have perhaps demonized marijuana use in this culture. And my guess is that, you know, there are so many millions of people who are marijuana smokers but we really have no idea the numbers of people who use this. And my guess is that this Supreme Court decision ultimately will have little impact on the people who use marijuana, on the people who supply marijuana, because people have found it useful, and they're going to continue to find a way to acquire it.
In regards to Renee Beaucher, the U.S. citizen and young mother, now a refugee in Canada from the U.S. marijuana laws, has been granted a delay in her extradition. Dee Dee and Joe Zoratek in Ohio have also been granted additional time until their trial. And in Houston, Marcia still eats her brownies in peace to quell the symptoms of her multiple sclerosis. And yet, every 42 seconds, an American hears the slamming of a cell door because they had a baggie in their pocket. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.